Kids from the largest school system in Virginia returned to class this morning, along with their fellow classmates all across Virginia. And joining us live this morning is the new leader of the Fairfax County School System, Fairfax County School Superintendent Karen Garza. Dr. Garza, welcome to WTOP. And unlike so many leaders of school systems all across the country, you've got to deal with rising enrollment, less money to work with, and not enough space for all the kids.
You still want the job?
I'm very excited about the work we have ahead and excited about this school year. I think it's going to be a great school year. And certainly we're getting off to a great school day with the weather. It's a great weather report.
We are. You got to make sure the air conditioning is working in all those schools. And so far, so good on that. You know, as you take over a system that has had a great reputation and you're being called upon to take it to even higher levels, how do you do that with less money?
Yeah, I'm very mindful that's an enormous challenge, but I believe that we have a school board that's very committed to finding solutions. I believe that we have a community. We're very fortunate to have a community that supports its schools, and for good reason. We have great schools. So I believe that working together, we can find solutions to those more significant challenges, such as, you know, the fiscal challenge that we have ahead.
One of the issues that has been front and center for the last number of years has been how early high school kids have to get up. Now, one of the solutions that was put forth struck a lot of people as a little strange, having kids permitted to miss their first period class.
Well, that has been tried on with a number of high schools this past year. I think there were 5 high schools that actually modified their schedule to accommodate that, and there were a total of 10 students that took advantage of it. So I believe there's going to be very few number of students that will see a need for that.
Do you like the idea?
You know, it's done all across the United States. You know, I think there are circumstances, obviously, that might warrant us being flexible with certain students. But I think for most students, it is important for them to take a full course load, particularly as they get ready to go into college or into the workforce. But I recognize there are unique circumstances oftentimes that we need to have a little flexibility for principals to deal with those.
So I understand you'd like to make sure every kid has an iPad. Can we come back to school?
Actually, it wasn't necessarily an iPad. It's some, you know, I think there's some kind of tablet technology. I think we all recognize that in today's environment, students need to be able to use technology for learning, and certainly do in the workforce. And so we need to make sure that our students are well prepared to use technology for learning, for the world of work, and certainly as they go on to college. And that's an enormous challenge, but one I'm hoping that we can figure out, particularly as we get to places where we think it's inevitable that textbooks and a lot of learning materials for students in the future are going to be available only through technology.
It might be cheaper in the long run.
Yeah, we've just got to figure that out. And so, I think ahead that will be a challenge that we have before us.
Well, Dr. Garza, congratulations and welcome, and
welcome
good luck in the new school year.
Thank you very much.
Karen Garza is the new Fairfax County School Superintendent.